I'm Michael Sindelar. I'm a master's student at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Dr. Humberto Blanco is my advisor. Today I would like to talk to you about some research that I'm conducting. The research I'm looking at is, can cover crops maintain soil hydraulic properties after corn stover has been removed? This research is being done in the state of Nebraska. To start out with a little background on why this research is important, previous research has found that corn stover removal can negatively impact soil properties, especially at high rates of residue removal. High rates are defined as over 60% removal of the residue. Cover crops can also improve soil properties. So if we combine these two, cover crops may be able to mitigate the negative impacts of corn stover removal on soil hydraulic properties. The objectives of the study were to determine if cover crops would be able to mitigate changes in soil hydraulic properties when the corn stover was removed. On top of this, we're also looking at to see if there were any temporal changes that were caused by either a stover removal or a cover crop effect. The experiment location is located at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln South Central Agriculture Laboratory. This is located in Clay County, which is this red box right here in the state of Nebraska. This was also the picture that Dr. Humberto showed earlier this morning where the fields were flooded. Right here is a picture of some of my plots. You can see that some of the residue has actually already been removed right here. You can see terminated cover crops in the background right there. A little information background on the site. This experiment was established in 2010. It's on a silty loam soil. There is less than 1% slope throughout the field. The cropping system is a no-till continuous corn experiment that is sprinkler irrigated. The irrigation events are dependent on ET. The experiment design is a randomized complete block design. We utilize split blocks with the main plot being cover crops and the first split being corn stover removal. This slide is showing our treatments. The first treatment that I want to point out to is our control treatment right here. This is where we did not remove any of the corn stover at all, and we did not plant cover crops. This treatment right here next to it in the bottom right, this is our worst case scenario. This is where we remove corn stover and we don't plant cover crops. The top left is our treatment where we're trying to see if cover crops would be able to mitigate the effects of stover removal. And our top left one is one where we're just seeing if cover crops would be able to continue the trend of improving soil properties. The methods. This research was greatly focused on two hydraulic properties, one being water infiltration and the other property being water retention. With the first property, we measured it using a double ring ponded constant head method. From this picture over here, you can see that we actually created a large scaled up version of a marionette bottle in which we could use to maintain the constant head in the rings. This middle picture is showing kind of what our setup looked like before we started to establish the head. We used a plastic bag to prevent water from prematurely infiltrating into the soil and then to reduce the effects of surface sealing on the readings. And this lower picture is a picture of the experiment running where the constant head has been established and the outer ring is filled with water. The other property, as I mentioned, that we're looking at is soil water retention. We sampled soil cores. Each core was 5 centimeters by 5 centimeters. This was sampled from 0 to 5 centimeters deep, followed by 5 centimeters to 10 centimeters, 10 centimeters to 15 centimeters. We would then take these cores back to the lab where we carefully trimmed the cores. We then, over a period of 24 to 48 hours, would fully saturate the core so that they were at complete saturation. We then measured volumetric water content at 7 different matrix potentials, starting with saturation. Many of the other matrix potentials were chosen because they're division lines between pore diameters between macro pore, a mesopore, and a micro pore. We also included the matrix potentials for field capacity and wilting point so we can measure total plant available water. Results. I'll start with water infiltration from spring 2016. As you can see, there was a difference between the control and residue removal or stover removal. I'll point out at this time, the only reason why you're seeing is control and stover removal was because there was no effective cover crop on water infiltration. The early part of the experiment for this, there was no difference between the control and residue removal. There are trends, but there was nothing significantly different. Starting at 60 minutes, here you can see that there is actually a significant difference almost all the way till the end of the experiment where removing stover actually reduced the rate at which water would enter into the soil. The next I would like to present cumulative water infiltration from the fall of 2015 and the spring of 2016. From the fall of 2016, it appears that stover removal had better infiltration, but that's not the case because there was no significant difference between treatments, as you can see from the error bars overlapping. However, in the spring of 2016, stover removal actually reduced the amount of infiltration entering the water, especially after 60 minutes, because all the readings after 60 minutes were significantly different from one another. The next we'll take a look at is the water characteristic curve. Volumetric water content was specifically different at two specific matrix potential heads. The first one being 0.033 megapascals, which is field capacity. The next one, which this is a very close to being significantly different at permanent wilting point or negative 1.5 megapascals. But another important thing to point out is that the volumetric water content at these two points are still significantly different. And these are points that relate to plant available water and the pore size. Looking at cross-year data, in 2014, the control had a higher amount of plant available water versus stover removal, and that trend continued on in 2015. Next, we'll take a look at the pore size distribution. This is important because it's affecting both water infiltration and water retention. When we look at it, there is no difference in the amount of pore volume space between in the macropores between the treatments. However, when you look at the mesopores, when you look at the fine mesopore size, there is actually a significant difference at this point between the control and the stover removal treatments. And this trend continues on into the macropores, all the way to just before the pore space that would hold the permanent wilting point water. Next, it was important to try to understand why these changes were occurring and what was happening. In order to do this, we did correlations between plant available water and soil organic carbon. The first graph I would like to look at is the one between plant available water and soil organic carbon, where you can see that there is a positive correlation between the amount of soil carbon and the plant available water. The next we looked at was permanent wilting point, where there was another positive correlation between soil organic carbon and permanent wilting point. It is important to note that all these treatments that I just described were just for the surface 0 to 5 centimeters. These trends did not continue on past the 5-centimeter depth. The take-home message I would say from my research is that corn stover removal at about 60% residue removal can actually reduce water infiltration, water retention, plant water availability, pore volume for the micropores and mesopores near the surface. I'll stress again, this is just for the top 5 centimeters of soil. However, the rye cover crop that we planted, it had no effect on soil hydraulic properties. The reason for this being was that there was less than 1 ton of residue or biomass created per hectare. This small amount of input is not that much carbon being put back into the system that's being lost after the corn stover has been removed. And this is mostly due to the fact that this cover crop was terminated about 1 month before the planting of the corn crop. Water retention and plant available water decreased with a decrease in soil organic carbon due to stover removal. Further investigation is needed to determine if cover crops can change soil hydraulic properties, especially in the long term, greater over than 10 years. I was really lucky to have an experiment site that was more of an intermediate effect of 6 years. From that, are there any questions? Yes.
How did you remove the stove?
The stover removal was mechanically removed. It was chopped with a chop stalker and then baled. I was really lucky because in some parts I wasn't lucky because I wasn't involved in this. Other parts I was lucky. The site where I'm actually using this in is a USDA research site, so I was just lucky enough to be able to get my foot in and measure some properties that they're not measuring and take data from one of their research